Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're starting and completing a beautiful short Siman Tuf Vav in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber begins this one Sif Siman with the following. If a person leaves his Tchum accidentally, without intentionally wanting to do so, the Mishneh Berurah explains, in Sifkot Nalav Ayin Lekame, we discussed this previously quite a bit, either somebody brings him out there against his will, he loses track, he's going out there for a mitzvah of some sort. In any event, he did not want to leave his Tchum, but he suddenly finds himself outside the Tchum without his intention of being there. The halacha is, as we've mentioned already many times, shein lo ela arba amos. He's only allowed to move from that place that he is, since he's outside his tchum, only dalet amos. But now the guy has to go to the bathroom. V'hutzrach l'nekovov. He has to go to the bathroom. That's the euphemism, the polite term that we use, to go to the bathroom. The end of this sif, we'll discuss whether this is true for defecation only or also for urination. So wait till we get to the end of the sif to discuss this. Right now, he has to go to the bathroom. So yachol lotzeis mehem, he's allowed to leave his dalet amos because it's pasnish that he should go to the bathroom where he is and then be stuck in that dalet amos. So he's allowed to move. He has halachic right to move beyond the dalet amos until at shimsa mokom tsanua lifanos, until he finds a tsanua dika place where he can go to the bathroom and then go to the bathroom over there. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis, Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Makom she'ein bnei adam mitzuyim. He should go to find the place that people aren't around. As the Shaar HaTzion in Os Aleph tells us, that if there is a tzanua place over there for him to go, the vada in lo lisrach misham, then he's not allowed to go. He happens to be in an area where there's a covered area that he can go to. So then he's certainly not allowed to move. Eli yifnisham, he should go to the bathroom over there, and then he moves dalet amos from that spot when the bad, foul-smelling odor is no longer able to be sniffed. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, V'ayin le'el, and we learned already in Siman Gimel, early on in Shulchan Aruch, De'achori ha'geder choshev mokum tzedua. Behind the wall is considered a mokum tzedua. If you're out in an open field, basadeh, the definition of tznua is achein chavir yochel eroso, until nobody can see you, what you're doing. Kosvach, ronim b'shem Ravan, de'achorim bring down the name of the Ravan, de'yochel aleches ad beis ha'yehudim lifanos. You're allowed to go and move and find a tznua area in a Jewish neighborhood or in a Jewish area. Behinu, that means, af im yimtza mokum tznua mikodim, even if you were to find a secluded area where you could go to the bathroom. However, elosh, who somuch labati akim, it's near the village of the Goyim, and you're concerned to be over there alone in a tznua area. Mikom mokum, yochel esrachik ad bote yehudim. Then you're allowed to leave that area and go towards a Jewish neighborhood or towards near where their Jewish houses, because Shemo Akum Yaku, because if the guy finds him over there going to take care of his bathroom needs, the guy might hit him. Oh, Yachidu, he's going to make him afraid in some way. He's going to scare him. He's going to hurt him. And therefore, you're allowed to even go beyond this first Tsunua point that's near a dangerous place to go to a more secure, near a Jewish area type of Tsunua place. The Mechaber continues and he writes, the Eitzah Tova Lo, and this is also a very good idea over here, that when he's looking for a tznua place, Sheyiskarev Bitzat Tchumo. Go and find the place that's on the way back to your Tchum. Remember, he left his Tchum unintentionally. So let's say he realizes he's 100 Amma away from his Tchum, and he doesn't see a tznua place right here. So instead of walking 100 Amma further away from his Tchum, start walking the 100 Amma back towards your Tchum. This is an Eitzah Tova over here. The Mishneh Berurah explains, Rotz Lomar, Shem Yochol Lechapi Smokom Tznua Bisharu. Host, you have a choice over here. You could go in the other directions. Let's say back in your Tchum is the west direction. So you could walk back in the direction towards your Tchum in the west direction over there, or you could go north, south, or east direction to find its new place. So the Eitzah Tov is Tovlo Yosir Levakish Mokom Tznua Letzad Mokom Shiotim Misham. So go west in that situation. Go back towards your Tchum, because as we'll see, if you actually get back within four amos of your Tchum, or actually go into your Tchum, when you behet or are allowed to do so to find its new place, you've regained your original tchum. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maskel Shim Lo Yimtza, asks the question over here, what happens if in the other directions, let's say in my case, north, south, or east, there's a tznua place 50 amma away, and in going back west, it's only 100, it's 100 amma away, so it's a longer distance. Do you have the right to choose? So he seems to bring down from the Lashon of the Rosh that you could be makel and go take the longer route that's going to be more beneficial to you rather than going to find the shorter route, but he says he leaves with a tzarech iyun. In any event, the Mechaber continues over here and he writes, Shim lo yimtza mokom tznua at tchumo yochol ikonet. As I already pointed out, the Mechaber tells us over here that if on your way back going west, in my example, you actually get back within your dalet amos of your original tchum, or actually inside the original tchum, you have now regained your original tchum. As He continues. He says, "In Motza in Sifkat and Dalit, in Motza besoch arba amos shel hatrom choshev kiilu besoch hatrom the yochel ikonis. As long as you're within Dalit amos of your trom, you're now considered back inside your trom. As we've already learned, the Chanal bereish simon tafein in the previous simon ayin sham. And what do we say over there? So in Dirshu footnote number 2, he reminds us shayotzei chutzu trumo shelo das. If somebody unintentionally left his trom, so then we allowed you to go make a mechitz of people. The people weren't allowed to know that you're doing this, but you're allowed to make a mechitz of people, and they can bring you back within Dalet Amos of your Tchum. Once you're within Dalet Amos of your Tchum, so you're allowed to walk Dalet Amos. And now you're walking back within your Tchum, and since that was the Mokum Shvisa that you had originally, so then you're allowed to go walk within that entire area of your original Tchum, and even have the 2,000 Amos beyond it. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us here. Let's read it again. Shim lo yim tzom lokum tznuwa at tchumo yochol ikonis. If you don't find the tznuwa place until you're back in your Tchum, do so. So that's why it's an Eitz HaTovah to walk in the direction of your original Tchum rather than the other three directions. And now, now that you're back within your tum, halachically, since you left without intention to leave, you were forcibly taken out there or by accident. So now, it's as if you never left. The rabbis did not make a knas over here, since you had the heter because of kavod abrios, because of hutzrach l'nekavov, to go back to this area, once you're back inside, there's no knas, and you're considered as if you're in your original Mokum Shvitsa. Mishabur explains in Sifkar Nehei, v'yeshal alpayim, and you actually still have your original Tchum and can go 2,000 Amos beyond your original Mokum Shvisa, that city or that place that you were. You have the regular Tchum that you had at the start of Shabbos, as we've already explained, L'chanal b'simen tov hei in Siv hei. That's what the Mechaber says you should do. However, avol imotza Mokum Tznua kodem, but you can't bypass a Mokum Tznua to go to a different Mokum Tznua that's closer in. So let's say you're 100 Amma beyond your Tchum, and the first Mokum Tznua is 50 Amma in that direction, so then you're allowed to walk to 50 Am in that direction to get to the Mokum Tznua, but then you can't go any further. Lo yikonis ela yifne shom. You have to stop over there and go to the bathroom over there, and then you have the right, after you've gone to the bathroom over there, v'yisrachik mimokum shenifne at sheyich l'horeach. You have the right then to move amount of space that you need to move, that you no longer can smell the foul odor from going to the bathroom. As the Mishnah explains in Sifkot and Vav, the Zehu Gam came Bechlau Kavod Abrios, because it's also Kavod Abrios. The whole heter over here is Kavod Abrios. Kavod Abrios allows you to even violate a Din D'Rabbanon in this situation, and therefore the foul smell over here is also Kavod Abrios, that you shouldn't have to be within that for the rest of the Shabbos, so you're allowed to move beyond that so you no longer can smell the foul smell. The issue footnote number 1 points out over here that this Kavod Abrios concept only works for D'Rabbanon, because even though it's a din d'oraisa of kavod abrios, nevertheless, the din d'oraisa is that you can only be over a lo saseh that's a din d'rabbanon because of kavod abrios. And therefore, he points out, according to the Rambam, who says the yud beis mil tchum is a d'oraisa, you wouldn't be allowed to do this if you're going beyond yud beis mil for your tchum, because that's already a din d'oraisa, and kavod abrios isn't docha din d'oraisa. However, others disagree and say that as long as you're walking back into your tchum, that's not an issa d'oraisa, even if you hold yud beis mil, and therefore they would say that because of kavod abrios, you would be allowed to walk backwards towards your yud beis mil in this situation. That's only an issa d'rabbanon, and therefore because of kavod abrios, that would be pushed aside. Sivkot and Zayin, you can walk until you no longer smell the foul odor, v'sulo, but then you can't walk anymore. V'afilu l'soch mokum arishon sh'yoshav shom mitchila, and even, let's say, you walked back 50 amas, and then from there, you walk back to your original spot where you left the tchum, back towards that direction, 10 amas, and then you no longer smell anymore the foul odor, so then you have to stop over there, and that's your new place where you have Dalet Amos. You can't walk all the way back to the original place that you exited the Tchum from. You only have the Dalet Amos from where you are right now. So, as the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, you're not allowed to go back to that place. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over there, v'sham yesh lo arba amos. In this new place where you no longer smell the foul odor, that's as far as you can go. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im nisrachek mehoreach v'nichnas b'tchumo." And the bottom line is, once you're allowed to go back to a place of Mokum Tznua, if you come into your Mokum Tchum that you originally had, kilul yotza halachically, since you left without wanting to, you were forcibly taken or by accident you were taken out there, some extenuating circumstances against your will, so the rabbis didn't institute a knas over here, and once you're back inside your Tchum, kilul yotza, we view you halachically as if you never left. However, the Mechaber continues, im yotza ledas, if in fact, in the first scenario, you intentionally left your Tchum, so then we can't see you. Ain lo takana. In this situation, even if you come back to within your tchum, we'll see that there's some caveats to this as well, which we'll see in a second. The Mechaber tells us, if you are now returning to another city, let's say, ain lo takana, we do not give you more than physical dalet amos. We don't say that the area that you're going into, if it's enclosed, is considered for you like Dalet Amos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Rosh Shalom, he's telling us over here, even though for Kavod HaBrios, even a person who intentionally violated Tchum is also allowed to move Dalet Amos to a Mokum Tzenua, the rabbis didn't institute such a knas over here. They also allowed him, because of Kavod HaBrios, to move away from his Dalet Amos to a place that's Tzenua. Nevertheless, Achim so Mokum Tzenua, he's allowed to travel until he finds a Mokum Tzenua. V'chein l'srachik gam kemen oreach v'chanal. And even once he goes to the bathroom over there, he can still move further to get away from the foul smell. Nevertheless, Avol ein lo takono lehichoshev bazeh ki'ilu lo yotza im nichnas l'tchumo. In this situation, if he goes back to his original tchum, let's say it was out in the field, and his original tchum started from his mokum shvisa and went 2,000 amos, and now this guy went another 100 amos beyond that, intentionally. In this situation, even though the most tzenua place is back within his tchum, and that's where he goes, nevertheless, we don't view him as if he's returned to his original mokum shvisa. The afim yikones, and even if he does get back within inside his original tchum out in the field, ein loela arba amos, he still is confined to the dalet amos space. The rabbis consider him over here. Why? Kiven shioso mitchil midas, since his original leaving was done intentionally, so the knas applies over here. However, the caveat over here is, im lo shenichnas ayidezeh li'iro sheshavas ba. However, if he went back into the original city that he came from, which, as we had in Machlokas earlier, which we'll see again here, between the Mechaber and the Ramah and other Achronim, do we consider that city only, that it's considered Dalet Amos if it's surrounded by a wall? That was the Ramah's position. And the others held that no, even the city, if it wasn't surrounded by a wall, that's his Mokum Shvisa. So the Oz, Kol Ha'ir Lo Ki Arba Amos B'chol Gavne. Even this guy, the rabbis didn't kansa that he can physically only move Dalet Amos if he returned to his original city. In that situation, we give him the entire city as Dalet Amos, as we've already learned in the previous Simen B'chanal B'Simen Tav Hei Se'if Ches. The issue footnote number 3 reminds us that the reasoning over there was Shekivan Sheshavas Bi'avir HaMechitzos B'Vein HaShmash, since he was within the confines of the walls of the Mechitzos in that situation, La'olam Nechshav HaMokom Avuro K'Dalet Amos. We view that entire city as being Dalet Amos. Even im yotzo mimenu l'das, even if he left it intentionally, he willfully broke this din d'rabbanan, but if he comes back inside to his original mokum shvitza, so then it's acceptable. However, we bring down, again over here, the bir halacha that we learned over there, that this is actually a machlokas achronim, as I talked about. It really seems to be a machlokas the mechaber and the ramah, each of them taking sides with various rishonim. In Sarach Shiu Mechitzos Le'iro, does the city have to have a mechitz around it? The simple reading of the Mechaber was no, and the Ramah seemed to suggest that it had to be Mukefes Chomos Ledira, had to have walls around the city. Otherwise, you don't consider it like Dalet Amos. But the prevailing opinion there, we said, was even Afim Loyu Lo Mechitzos Nechshvu Avuro Kol Le'ir Kedalet Amos. The prevailing opinion seemed to be like the Mechaber in that situation, that you can go and rely upon the entire city, even if it's not Mukof Ledira, to be considered Dalet Amos for you, if that was your original Mokum Shvisa that you're returning to. The Mechaber continues, and he now discusses what we had discussed previously at the very beginning of this year. What type of bathroom needs is this? Is this talking about what we call gedolim, defecation, or is it even ketanim, what we call urination? So the Mechaber says, Zesh amarnu behutzrach l'nakova, that which is said at the very beginning of this sev, that if the person needs to go to the bathroom, so some say that this is the opinion of the Tur in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, that this is talking about yesh omrim afilu l'ktanim. This is true even for urination and certainly for defecation. However, he then brings down the opinion of the Tur in the name of the Tur's father, the Rush. Yesh omrim dafku l'gdolim. This only applies to defecation because that's a significant lack of Kavod HaBrios if he would defecate where he is and wouldn't be allowed to move. But for urination, it's not such a lack of Kavod HaBrios because it will get absorbed into the ground. It will be not so foul-smelling. So then urination, this din wouldn't apply to. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tes. Avol Ketanim, according to this Tur in the name of the Rosh's father, this Yesh omrim, it wouldn't be allowed. Ain Kavod HaBrios kol kach, because the ha mashtinim mayim bifnei rabim, because the Gemara in Bechoros, which happens to be today's Daf Yomi, when I'm dictating this over here, tells us that if a person needs to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't prevent himself from going to the bathroom. He should urinate, even if he's doing this in a public place over here. So therefore, da mashtinim mayim bifnei rabim, when the person is urinating over here, he's allowed to go and urinate if there's no choice, even in front of the public. So therefore, it's obviously not such a Kavod HaBrios institution. The gam ain't kol kach tinuf, and even if he does urinate, and it's not a public display, but even if it's a private thing over here, it's not such a foul-smelling and making the area where he is such a makum tinuf, such a disgusting area. She had tzorich l'srachit, that he has to move Dalet Amos from there. Why? Because the urine will be swallowed up in the ground. The urine will get swallowed up in the dirt. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'yesh lahachmir kisvarizu. One should take the more machmir opinion of the Yesh Omrim, which is the Torah in the name of his father, the Rosh, that this din of hutzrach l'nakovav only applies for defecation, but in fact does not apply for urination. And this is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Hei, in the name of the Graz, and also in the according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. Finally, the issue footnote number 4 brings down, if it's raining very, very heavily and a person is under tremendous suffering because of the heavy rain, or it's extremely hot, he's out there in the open and the sun is bothering him very, very much, so then the Ramah in Simen Tov Dalet Sif Aleph told us, you have the right to move Dalet Amos in that situation as well. And the mocker of this din is from the Or Zarua, who writes that the reason for this heter was Bishum, Tsar Zehu Inyan shall cover the Brios. This suffering over here is also covered the Brios. It's not talking about Pikuach Nefashos, so then you're allowed to move because of Pikuach Nefashos. But this suffering is also an aspect of covered the Brios, and therefore you're allowed to move. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Vav and today's Shir.